Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 70.
So come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Aaron Wilson, Legislative Assistant to Representative Horn. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Wilson.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us back safely to the General Assembly after this weekend's activities. Bless us, Lord, as we start another week of session and committee meetings. Lord, please give us wisdom, discernment, and patience over the next couple of weeks as we continue work on the budget. Lord, please continue to bless the members and staff that work so hard every day for the people of the great state of North Carolina. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 30th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for May 30th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Chapter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Joint Resolution 679, First Edition, a joint resolution providing that the 2019 General Assembly shall meet for a day at the state capitol in honor of the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Calendar for tomorrow. Further message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 70, Senate Committee Substitute, Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act extending the deadline for which certain providers are required to connect to and participate in North Carolina's Health Information Exchange Network, known as the NC Health Connect, and expanding the membership of the North Carolina Health Information Exchange Advisory Board for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar for tomorrow. Any further message for the clerk? Notices or announcements? Tomorrow's session will be relatively short. We just have a couple of administrative matters. The chair's going to set session at 12:30. I think there's, two or three bills, the resolution for the special session, and then the bill that was just added on. The chair's unaware. I think there may be a third reading for a local bill that rolled over. I think that's all there is, so, for tomorrow. Notices and announcements? If not, John from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 4th at 12:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Conrad. The House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 4th at 12:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned. Budget bill tomorrow from the Senate. If we do, we'll add it on for a non-concurrence vote.